Hi, welcome to your summer update on some brilliant things to see. Now, if you're a Radio 3 listener or a classical music fan or just fancy something a little bit European and different away from the whole Brexit conversation, then check out the Oxford Lieder Festival, 12th to the 27th of October, which sounds a little way ahead, but actually this year on year, this festival has grown from a really small event into something that's attracting international stars and attention, and the booking tickets go fast. And if you do want their box office, I'm going to give you their number straight away. It's 01865 591 276, or check them out online if you can't get to Oxford. That's the oxfordlieder.co.uk, www.oxfordlieder.co.uk. So travel within the Lieder world and you'll get highlights of the songs of Claude Debussy, the impressionist artist, melody maker, and how he focused on melody to create his work. So in the centenary of his death, take a fresh look at Hubert Parry. He died in 1918, and look at his significance for English song, as well as his indebtedness to the continental composers. So an international team of artists will bring you some astonishing music all to life. And their stories behind the music that you listen to in this festival are what, for me, makes it unique. And this year, one of their themes is European song across boundaries, which we need now more than ever. And just having a look, one of the things they highlight is that by the 1800s, Austro-German music had conquered Europe. Yet from Schubert onwards, song composers travelled far in their imagination. Schubert himself tapped into the Viennese vogue for Shakespeare and the misty romanticism of Scott and Ossian, while Schumann's Märchen is a Cook's Tour in Song, from the Scottish Highlands via Thomas More's Venice to Heine's exoticised India. And later in the century, Hugo Wolf succumbed to the lure of the South in his Spanish and Italian songbooks. So this is truly pan-European. And one of the quotes by Zoltán Kodály, to write a song, folk song, is as much beyond the bounds of possibility as to write a proverb. Just as proverbs condense centuries of popular wisdom and observation, so in traditional songs, the emotions of centuries are immortalized in a form polished to perfection. So that explains why I'm still trying to write a pop song then. It's not easy. That's, I think, what I'm hearing there. And also the idea that people through centuries of different countries, of different cultures, are all condensed into this festival and represented in very authentic terms, but also in a form of high art. This really is going to transform you into another place. So another thing I absolutely love, and this is what inspires me about the Oxford Lieder Festival, that I would encourage you to also be inspired to, if that helps, is that you can take part. You actually can be part of the conversation. It's not just being an audience member. So, for example, there is a masterclass with Sophie Daneman on the Jacqueline Dupré Music Building, Friday 12th of October. So amateur singer, just want to try, then you can work with renowned soprano there. There's a schools concert where schools take part at the Oxford Town Hall, 4 till 4:30 on Friday the 12th of October. And a massive celebration to Debussy himself. It just shows us how he brought his life into song. And there's talks about his early years, Saturday the 13th of October, 11 to 11:45, and also his final years. So it's kind of, you can be centre of the story and find out more about the artists. And even if it's not an artist that you are familiar with, it's the process they use, it's how they achieved their work, it's what inspired them, how they overcome their boundaries and obstacles, and what kept them going, what ultimately was the reason they created work. And Debussy is inspiring, started to write songs as a teenager, developed a flair for setting the latest French poetry to music, and repeatedly turned to melody throughout his career. He read Baudelaire to encourage him to create a new kind of music that matched the vogue for exploring subtlety in the French language. So again, artists looking at how they can make contrasts that are around them, whether it's subtle ones or not, part of their work. So looking forward into the week, I love how, again, you are coming here, if you do, to be inspired. Wednesday the 17th, we'll talk about a free language lab on Estonian in the Ashmolean Cafe, 10:30 to 11:15. And things you wanted to know more about, the Italian Commedia, which I find is a really fascinating form of theatre art, at the Western Library Lecture Theatre, 3 till 4. They'll have a look at the practice of mask-based commedia dell'arte. And I think masks is a really useful way, both to try on yourself, to try out different personalities, whether it's metaphorical or you really are creating an artistic mask to use, or whether it's the art of creating a mask. And even if it's not a mask you're doing, it's a really good metaphor of approaching a piece of work. If you become stuck, make it a mask. What is it? What kind of mask is it? What's it saying? Give it a personality. So those language labs are also in Polish and in Czech. So if you're hanging around the Ashmolean Cafe for a morning coffee, then you're going to have a great opportunity to jump into this festival. So I'm going to leave you with the whole romance of the event. There are vibrant song traditions where they look at how music for a small number of countries could dominate our idea of what song is, and Norwegians and Finnish gaining the importance of poetry, just as Edvard Grieg began to set languages to music. So I think a strong theme I'm getting from this is how language inspires song and how it shows the rhythms up. And again, if you get the language right, if it's an authentic language that you're using during your artistic creation, then from what I'm reading from all these famous composers that are household names, then you're onto a good thing. So I've literally just jumped into this festival, the ideas of it, and I'm already getting some great ideas. So that's the Oxford Lieder Festival, and you can find out all about that on their website, www.oxfordlieder.com. I think it's a .com.co.uk, and Lieder is spelled L-I-E-D-E-R, all about song. So whatever you're up to this week, we've got lovely unseasonal hot weather here in just south of London, and enjoy it, and let the songs around you, whatever you're hearing, come into you, give you some new ideas, take you somewhere new, listening out for the language around you. That's my inspiration this week. Jump into whatever experiences come your way. If you've enjoyed this, do click like and come and see my show if you're around the Camden Fringe, July the 30th at 12:30. Just out of Camden Tube Station, you'll see the Oxford Arms. Above it is Etc. Theatre, and that's where my new play, Time for Tea, will be performing 12:30, July the 30th. Did I mention that? It'd be lovely to see you. Enjoy your week.